What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Pass the Dramamine. The stocks shot up today. Why? Well, it seems our president walked back his attack mode on Syria. When the bell rang this afternoon, the Dow ended the day up 293 points and change, or 1.2%. S&P 500 was up 0.8, and the NASDAQ gained over just 1%. So what happened? We'll share the details later in the Wall Street Report. So how bad is it in retail these days, especially when it comes to Sears? Today we learned the company is closing its last remaining store in Chicago. Employees at the store at Six Corners in the old Irving Park neighborhood were told of the closure this morning. The store will close in mid-July after a liquidation set to begin in April, and Sears Auto Center will close in mid-May. So here's why this is so impactful, and this is really what gets to us. For more than 120 years, Sears has been in Illinois, and at one time, it was a giant in Chicago. In a statement, Sears said that they were disappointed, but, quote, "This does not change our commitment to our customers in Chicago," end quote. Except there won't be a store there. The store that's closing first opened back in 1938. They could live through the Depression, but not through the current retail landscape. Wow. You know, United States Gypsum is big, very big. It's a wallboard manufacturer. And today, Berkshire Hathaway threw its weight behind Knauf-led shareholder revolts against USG's corporate board. It's all signaling that Warren Buffett has a desire to exit as the largest investor of the company. Berkshire said it will heed a call by Germany's Knauf for shareholders to vote against USG's four board nominees. And that's going to apply pressure on the company to reconsider a $5.9 billion acquisition bid. Other shareholders are likely to join Knauf and Berkshire, which, by the way, owns 31% of USG in the push for management to reach a deal. Knauf, by the way, is the clear potential buyer of USG, which means that if management fails to reach a deal, it risks having shares retreat back to where they traded before the negotiations became known. So, we bet you've never heard of Knauf. What is it? Well, it's a giant family-owned insulation manufacturing company based in Germany. Hey, if you got money with Fidelity Investments, like lots of money, how you get charged for their financial advice is going to change come July. Why? Well, a large wealth management company says that they want to simplify things. Costs will be tied strictly to how much a client invests with Fidelity. That prefix approach will replace the current a la carte mode that assigns prices according to a varying mix of customers' investment preferences, degree of interaction with Fidelity, and overall assets. Some new customers, it ends up, will pay less than they would today, and some will pay more, according to a regulatory filing that hadn't been previously reported. In other words, if you got it, like lots of it, you're going to pay more. Seems to be the opposite of the recent tax code, eh? This is interesting. A Pew Research study back in 2014 unflatteringly referred to Gen X as, quote, "America's neglected middle child," end quote. We don't hear much about the group. It seems that all eyes are on the slowly retiring baby boomers or the ascending millennials, now the world's majority generation. But a recent study revealed that Gen X is playing a critical yet underappreciated role in leadership as organizations grapple with digital transformation. Here's the story. The Global Leadership Forecast 2018 took a look at more than 25,000 leaders spanning 54 countries and 26 major industry sectors. Well, they found that Gen X now accounts for 51% of leadership roles globally. With an average of 20 years of workplace experience, these folks are primed to quickly assume nearly all top executive roles. And when it comes to technology, Gen X is in the game big time. Some 54% of Gen X and 56% of millennials reported that they are, quote, digitally savvy. That finding is backed up by research by Nielsen, which revealed that Gen X is the most connected generation. Nielsen found that Gen Xers use social media 40 minutes more each week than millennials. They were also more likely than millennials to, sadly, stay on their phones at the dinner table and spend more time on every type of device, phone, computer, or tablet. And as it turns out, Gen X is bringing this connectivity to work. And all this matters? How? Well, it does matter when it comes to building technology answers for the future. It would seem Gen X is giving their millennial cousins a run. Well, there's a White House meeting today as Midwestern states gathered there, and President Trump reassured them that, quote, everything is going to be okay, end quote. What are we talking about? Well, the meeting, which included Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, were told by Trump that he's warming up to having the U.S. rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would, in turn, open up markets for Midwestern farmers. 11 Pacific Rim countries signed a sweeping trade agreement last month that came together after the U.S. withdrew from the TPP trade agreement. The president says China has consistently treated U.S. agriculture unfairly, and his administration is, quote, changing things with respect to trade, end quote. Everything is going to be better, he said. Stay tuned. The Des Moines Register is reporting that a popular deli in Ankeny is closed. The word is that owners there can more focus on the four other locations here in the metro. It seems the Ankeny lease is up at the end of the month, and Palmer's chose not to renew. The paper reported that Joe Palmer's said, quote, we had a decent business in Ankeny, but we want to concentrate on our Des Moines locations, end quote. Palmer's opened in Ankeny 11 years ago. The Register quotes Palmer as saying that, truth be told, Ankeny has a ton of new restaurants. Our focus is business lunches. And Ankeny's a bedroom community, so it doesn't quite fit our model. Palmer's, which has been in business for nearly 30 years, has four other locations here in the metro. Recently, the Urbandale store moved locations. The new spot is doing more business than its old spot in Ankeny combined, said Palmer. Speaking of Urbandale, the city of Urbandale was recently honored with a 2017 Tree City USA Award at the 28th Annual Community Forestry Award Luncheon here in Des Moines. The award was presented by the Arbor Day Foundation and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Urbandale, by the way, has received this award for 16 consecutive years. Congratulations. Iowa Medicaid Enterprises Director Mike Randall says Amerigroup Iowa is once again actively accepting Medicaid members as part of the state's managed care system. It's taking enrollees it previously had said it didn't have capacity to include, as well as accepting new members into the system. Well, it's called supply and demand. Iowa State University wants to expand the practice of charging higher tuition for high-demand majors, known as differential tuition. It's a move that would encompass just about half of ISU's undergraduate majors. The majority of the additional programs that would require higher tuition are within the science, technology, engineering, and math fields. The additional revenue would be used for faculty and staff salaries, lab renovations, and technology updates. In other words, you want to play at STEM? You got to pay. Hey, coming up next, a conversation with Kent Sovereign from AARP Iowa. There's so much going on all over the state, from a legislative agenda item that has to do with caregiving, to shredding documents, to your financial well-being, and there's even bicycles included in this month's report. We'll let Kent take it from there. Kent Sovereign, coming up next on the Business News Hour.